York and join our story. The public says the whole story. But Eliezer and Avram, said, go find a wife for Yitzchak. And Eliezer asks him questions, and he gets an answer, and then he goes out, and he's a scholar. The whole story. And then the Tosik says the whole story all over again, but Eliezer tells the story to Robin and the Shul. The whole story from beginning to end. And it's strange that the Tosik has to say it twice. So Rashi brings B'Shem Chazal. Omer Rav Acher, Yofer Sichosen Shal Avdei Ovis Lefnei Hamokoy, Yitzirosen Shal Bonim. The Sichos, the stories of the servants of the Ovis, is Yofer Lefnei Hamokoy, is Hashem loves it more than Tirosen Shal Bonim. Shepashu shel Eliezer kfuna b'Torah. It says twice in the Torah. The how they go for Torah they need to other very reason. And in many halachas, it just says an extra word, extra letter. You know, all kinds of halachas an extra letter. No, but here they says the story again and again. So, we need a lot of explanation. There's nothing in the world that's more chavit of Nechon Shvorku than the Torah. When we learn Torah, the Me'etzem, what we're doing is a Rekayim Shemayim Varet. When we learn Torah, the whole world stands on our Torah. I went to Reb Shlomo Berdin. I don't know if it's a true story, if it's not a true story, but the story is surely honest. Reb Shlomo Berdin says, he was, his wife was about to give birth, and he took her to the hospital, and the middle of the doctor comes out and says, I want to tell you that your wife is in a big psychosis, the mask is not functional. Take you to Hillel and start crying because he's in trouble. Your wife's in danger, and the baby's in danger, and we hope that would be okay, but I just want to tell you that we're having trouble. He said he didn't know what to do. Right? So he wants to say to him on one side. The other thing, maybe he's hired to go try to bring doctors. He's the best doctor's partner. Maybe he's supposed to change it to a different hospital. He ran to the phone and he's calling and he's calling this mach and that mach. Right? And what are you doing now? What do I ask people? Maybe I should change to the hospital. I should, he's like, trying to get the best people. The middle, he's on the phone. The doctor comes out and says, Mom, you come. And the baby, everything's okay. Your wife's okay. The baby's okay. Everything's fine. He said, I'm going from Koyla to Koyla, from Yeshiva to Yeshiva. I want to find the Boch or the young man that was sitting and learning at that time. I want to tell him, Yeshikoyach, he saved my wife. I don't know who to say thank you to. I'm going from place to place, trying to find, maybe it was you, maybe it was you, maybe it was you. That's the Tirosh Shabbat. There's nothing more Chavit than Tirosh Shabbat. And over here, Chazal tell us, Yofi, Sikhos Shabbat, they obviously Tirosh Shabbat. So think about this. When we want to know halacha, right? Same is the key of the world, like you said. There's certain halachas. To teach me a halacha, the Torah does not have to write everything out. You have extra hey, you have extra vov, you have extra letter, you have extra tag. You have extra word, you see the word is in a different order. You can learn all kinds of halachas. We have Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Zereshis Behem. We have all kinds of ways of learning. You don't have to say everything out explicitly. If it says that Bir Mitzvah, you could also know it. When we want to know how to act, Sichas Avdei Ovis, the stories of Avdei Ovis, which means how does the Talmud Chacham act? You cannot know from extra letter, you cannot know from extra word, you cannot know from extra person. You have to hear the story, read the story, live the story. story, see what he did, what he said, how he acted. See how it comes about. There's no way in the world that Torah could teach you the sichas of the others from extra letter or from extra word. As Torah has to say it, and you have to see why he said it, how he did it. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? I mean, that's how you see Derech Talmud Chacham. When you have a Talmud Chacham, you have to see how a Talmud Chacham behaves, and that's how you get to be a Talmud Chacham. You learn from seeing and feeling. You learn from that, you see the whole parasha. When Eliezer was saying the whole story, it seems to be redundant. He's just saying it again. He's saying, we had this story, he's saying it a second time. It's not really that, he's not saying it a second time. Every single word he said over there, he could learn many, many things from everything he said. I'll give a few dugmas, a few examples. But you see, his chokhmah, his derech talmud chokhmah, for instance. He said the whole story. He said the whole story. From beginning to end. There's one thing he left out, as far as I know this. There's one thing he left out. When he met Rivka, right, he asked her to do this, he asked her to do that, and she did, and this. Then he asked her, tell me, who are you? And she said, I'm the daughter of Besura. Besura ben Milka, who Milka's husband was Nochem. And he said, do you have a place for us to live, to stay? See, we have plenty of places, so come in, we're not just talking. When he said the story, he did not say, she told me I could come into your house. He said, so he did not say, I asked her, do you have a place for us to live? He said, fine, come in. He did not say it. Look at the story. We heard about Smi'at. He said, whose daughter are you? Hagidi Mele, tell me. Hayesh Betzavich Mokim Lanu Lalim? Batoy Meino Bas Nesua Nanoichi, Ben Milka Shiyodu Lanocha? Batoy Meino Gam Tebe Gam Mispo Yavi Mare Gam Mokim Mele, thank you please. When he said over the story, he said, Vavash Aloise, Vavayma Basmiya, whose daughter are you? Batoy Meino Bas Nesua Ben Nocha Shiyodu Le Milka? Vavash Kamanez Malach Basmiya Yedel. He didn't say, I asked him, he didn't say, to stay. Why not? Because it's a chesama chacham. It's a push of Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says that if there are two partners and one gave me a good deal, he now has to tell the other partner he gave me a good deal because he's going to get angry at him. Why is he wasting all my money? Who's to say, maybe this love and Mitzvah, I don't know these fellows, but this love and Mitzvah, maybe they're actually going to have such a token and she invited me to their house. If I'll say she invited me, they're going to have tainus in her. That's a hirchus chavetz chayim, a hirchus loshen hara. And chavetz chayim pushed that, so that's abbas mechilus. So he was not going to say it. Such a halacha, he came out from extra book. He came out, you have to see what he said, what he didn't say. You have to breathe, and he's an ogre. Another dude. He asked her, who are you? So what did she say? I'm the daughter of Besur, the son of Milka. When he said the story, he said, I asked her, who are you? And she said, I'm the daughter of Besura, the son of Nochem. Look, that's how it is. That's Besura Anoichi ben Milcham, the daughter of Besura, the son of Milcham. I asked her, who are you? That's Besura ben Nochem. It seems, this is my theory, but it seems that Besura wasn't a very kosher person. Everyone called him Besura, the son of his mother. The Surah Ben Mulka. He's a mama's baby. Right? That's how he was known in the town. It's much that he wasn't a very important person, because years later, Yaakov came, and he came looking around for Lavan, and he says, hey, that's him, Lavan ben Nochem. He called after his grandfather's name. Lavan, the son of Nochem. He didn't say Mr. Lavan ben Surah. It's not that the Surah was a very unimportant person. That's my theory. So he called Lavan ben Nochem. So he asked her, who are you? She said, I'm the daughter of Besuel, the son of Milka. He's not going to tell Besuel that's what she told me. That's Mamash Le'ilchidus. He said, and you that that's how every town called him. That's what she said. She said, but how he's known in town. Right? If she was saying Ben Noach, he'd say who? So she had to say how he's known in town. She said Besur Ben Milchum. But he wasn't allowed to tell Besur she said Besur Ben Milchum. So he said she said Besur Ben Noach. He was watching her. He was Tamil Chochem. That's a Tamil Chochem act. So actually, Halacha, it doesn't say an extra word, not an extra hey. He has to say the story again. Notice how he said, notice the story, and notice how he said the story. Then you'll see Hilchos Tamil Chochem. When we look at the whole story, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to see the differences. Fascinating to see the differences. I'll say one more nakuda between. We also see that halachas when he felt that he didn't have to say the whole truth. He did say the whole truth. He didn't even hear the truth. He said exactly what he wanted to say, and he gave over an impression exactly where he wanted to give an impression. It's fascinating to look at it. It's mastery. He needs a lot of limit. How is he allowed to say it? I'll give you a loop. When he was Mestalim, right, he's standing by the bed, and he says, "Father Hashem, Hashem, I'm going to go over to a girl and I'm going to ask her, please give me to drink. And if she tells me, Galag Malach Ashke, then I know that this is the right one." This tefillah, he said, he spoke it out when he thought it. What do you say? Did he speak it or he think it when he thought it? Well, spoken. Why do you say spoken? Maybe put it. It says Vayim.
No, because it said that he was distracted. He stopped his discussion with Hashem when he spoke.
Okay, but was that speaking or thinking? So it says the pasuk Vayim, and it also says the pasuk Vayim to Teir Kilel David. He didn't finish speaking. When he said it over, he said Vayim. I didn't stop thinking. The truth was, he said it out loud, and he said, "I thought it." Why should he say, "I thought it"? What's the difference? Right? He changed the truth. One. So my theory is like this. He got to Rivka. Why did he want to Rivka? Why did he want to Rivka? So Rashi says, "Bisha'olo ha'ayim lekos." And she was a tzaddikus. The word came up to her. Says, "This is a catch that run." When he tells her the story, he's never going to say that she had a tzaddikus over here. The boy went up to Tosa, right? So that price is going to go up a couple hundred thousand dollars. He doesn't do such a thing, right? So he didn't say that the water all over the cross. He said batishot. The truth is, it wasn't that batishot. She did not draw the water. The water came towards her. When he said the story, he said that she drew the water. Look at the person. The truth was that Toal, but here is Ha'ayno. She went out to the well, but Toal, and she went up. Just went down up. When he said the story, she said she went to the well and she drew the water. He's not going to fail the magic lesson, right? It needs explanation. They have a cash. You want to pay half the price. Or a tenth of the price?
There are others looking at that she, in the event that she drew the water?
No, they drew the plastic in the event. It says that, that's all, she just went off. She went down and went off.
And then after that, it doesn't
come up.
And well, by the camels, it says that she drew the water.
Not for him.
Not for him.
Okay.
When he said the story, so he said she drew the water. Why
did it tell me all the boy?
We're going to get to that. So he's not going to say this story that all of my in the cross. He'll never say such a thing. The price is going to go up. So he says, "Oh, listen, she's a regular girl like anyone else." Alright? So the obvious question is, why did you want to her? So why did you want to her? Right? So this true story is, by Yoreth having the cross, he ran to her. So she says, because she all of my in the cross, she was a sedacus. When he said over the story, he didn't say I ran to her. Said, "Oh, well, she was sitting right next to me." When he said the story is, I turned to the first person I saw and I said to her, give me some water. I actually thought something special. I saw nothing in her. I asked her, and bingo, it's the daughter of the soil. That's who he's telling the story. It wasn't a story at all. He found the tzaddikas and he ran to him. He's not to say it's a tzaddikas. He said, just don't you. So now the keepers of faith, they're going to ask him, just a second. You're telling me, Nisim, maybe sure who you're talking. So who are you talking to, Hashem? And she's thinking about Nishma. I'm going to say, give me water. And she says, Gali Maha Ashkat, that's the one I want. So she turns to her, says, give me some water. She's like, Gali Maha Ashkat, how do you like that? Maybe she's going to hurt you. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? So he said, I was thinking it. I didn't even say it. The truth was, this story is highly different. He said, but she wasn't next to her. But she ran, he ran to her. Why did he run to her? Because the line the cluster. But he couldn't tell her that. He had to say that she's a regular girl. Why did you run to her? I didn't. She was sitting next to you. Next to you. Maybe she heard you. No, I was thinking. So he changed the whole story. He just changed. So this is the Derech HaTavachacham, how a Tavachacham works and thinks ahead of time. Right? In this case, he wasn't very honest. That wasn't his Derech HaTavachacham. So how is he allowed to do it? Oh, now stop thinking. How is he allowed to do it? Good. That's Sichas Abdi Ovis. This needs work. This needs work. But Sichas Abdi Ovis means you see a Tavachacham, look at what he's doing, read what he's doing, and see what he's doing, delve into what he's doing, and see how Tavachacham acts. I'll give another example. Over here, what he changed the whole thing. He changed the whole topic. He changed. Avram calls him, and Avram tells him, go bring a wife from my Yitzchak. Not from Eretz Kanaan, but from Chorin. Right? Why? Because listen, Eretz Kanaan is not for me, not for you, not for Yitzchak. We want him home. Right? When he comes, he doesn't say that at all. How did Avram say it? Loisikach ishu libnei b'nei teknani ashenoichi yeshu b'kivon. Ki yal arti be'malanati teylech. Don't take from these people that I live among them, but go to my land and my earth. How did he say it? He said entirely differently. He said, "Be'yad be'ayni adoni le'malis zikach ish le'bni b'nei teknan yishenech ish ma'asoyim im lo'i el beis obi teirech ha'meshpachti v'lkaf ish le'bni." He didn't say that. He said, don't this but that. He said, not this, unless you go there. Unless you go to my family. He said, listen, Avram has some catch. He has a wonderful daughter, a wonderful son. He said, first choice goes to my family. Before you make any shidduch over here from the Knani, go to the family, give them a choice if they want to catch it. He said, I'll do you a favor, these fellows. Listen, just tell me, if one, if they do want it, is this a mitzvah of one day? You have to know it right now. You want to take it, take it, because I'm only aware, I have other people to go to. Right? He didn't say Avon doesn't want Khan, he just wants Khan. He said Avon doesn't want Khan before he asks his family. He didn't even say Khan, he said the family. Avon didn't say Khan, he said Khan. He said, I want to go Khan, I want the Rishon of Khan. I mean, that Avon needs them. He said, Avon doesn't need you, he's doing you a favor. He's doing the fellows a favor. Then the Eved says, what happens, Eli, maybe she won't go. He said, Eli, to me. In the story, there's no Eli, it's Ulai. Rashi says, what's Eli? Maybe I can take it to myself. Right? In the story, it's a verb. It says Ulan, not Eli. What the Mephoshim talk about, many Mephoshim talk about why in the story doesn't say it says Ulan, only in the story, only when he said Robert said Eli. Well, there's this Mephoshim, the problem is that there's one of the sales pitch. He says, I want it for myself. I said, just a second, since you want it, okay, take it myself. I want it because he's the best thing, he's the best cat in town. I want it for myself. That's part of what he's saying. Rashi says, that he said, what is it? He asked her two questions. First question he asked her was, who are you? Rashi said that first he gave her the jewelry, and then he asked her, who are you? When he said the story after. First he asked her, and then he gave the jewelry. So Rashi says, why? They shouldn't say, hey, what kind of business is this? If first you give him, then he asked. Right? I understand. He couldn't give him a shmuz in Bitach, in Emunah. This is his strong point. What's his problem? He's afraid that the next month, what happened to that? You see, I was right. She laid touch him at first. The way I understand it, it's against everything he's saying. The truth was, he's doing a very bad thing. He was sure the source of wrong is the right one. But he's telling them, I'm not doing a favor for you fellows. I came over here to you to do you fellows a favor. So listen, if this is like what? I'm just doing you guys a favor because we can go to any way we want. So what is he going to say? At first I gave, then I asked. So what did you got for? But I'm sure this is the right one. Anyone's the right one. You just like to do us a favor. Why did you give first before you asked? The truth was, that he's doing above a favor, not them a favor. You see what I'm saying?
Why isn't Rivka, according to all this, Rivka shouldn't keep quiet? She should say, hey, he's not.
He said, let me run the show. Let me run the show. I'm going to get you out of here.
She wanted to go.
I'll tell you another verse. There was a machlokes Eliezer Rivka, as she mentioned it. He said, Hayeshman and welcome Lulim. We have a night for one night. And she said, oh, we have such a place, give me a whole week. Right? Lulim. What's Machlokes? So Machlokes learned whether she was bathing Machlokes or not. Right? I think it's more than that. He said, give me one night. Tomorrow you eat bad. Give me one night. She said, you don't know my father. This is going to take a long time. What is the truth? That was the truth. She was right. She knew Besuah. It would have taken a long time. But she didn't know Avram. Besuah was killed that night. They went and they went out the next day. If the Malach wouldn't have killed Besuah, they would have been Lalon. So she knew Besuah, so she said Lalon. He knew Avram, so he said Lalit. The night said the Malach killed after killed Besuah. But everyone else would have been Lalon. Right? So he said, let me take care of this thing. This is Hilchot Avraham. And she said, okay. And she saw how he's belittling her. He's making her much, much more than she was. All the way in the cluster, he doesn't say anything about it. He made other things that she did things unbelievable, and he didn't even mention it. I don't know how much time there is, but for instance, the truth was he asked Havayi Yishleim, I'm going to ask the girl to give me water, and she said Gam leGemalach Ashkel, also give your camels to drink. What happened? He went to her and he said, give me some water. And she said, Gam gemalecha eshov. I will also draw more for the camels. Now I give the camels to drink, I'll draw and draw and draw until they finish. She did much more than he asked for. He asked, if she just said, Gam gemalecha ashkel. What did she say? She said more than that, Gam gemalecha eshov. When he said the story, look it up. He said, I asked the Bnei Yisrael, giving someone who will say, Gam gemalecha eshov. And she said, she said, it's much more less than I thought if I wanted. I'll take you anyway. Who is there in the neighbor? Whatever. What can we do? Right? The truth was that she did more than he asked for. And he said she did less than he asked for. I guess, well, I'll ask her. She can't be asking. Okay, well, thank you anyway. What should we do? I'm not going to argue about it. Right? So she saw that he's believing her. I said, ask her! No, he said, ask him. Right? She didn't say the word. She didn't say a word. The whole story, you look at it through. There's more points. You look at it through. It's something I noticed today. He said, Rashi says, גם אתה שתי, גם גמלך. אתה שזה גמלת גם, also the people with you. He said, I asked also for the people with you. She didn't say gam. She didn't want to give the fellows with you. That's how he said no in the story. He did not ask for gam. When he sang it over, he said, I asked for gam. She, well, that's not what I wanted. Said, okay, I'll take her. Fine. What should we do? After all, there was a Siyati Deshmaya. We had some Simon Deshmaya that is her. But listen, it's no big cry, catch over here. Oh, okay. The truth was that she did much, much more than that. When the Torah says, when the Torah wants to teach me, all the halachos, it's not that over here, the whole Chumash Bereishis, from beginning to end, is all story. There's no, we don't learn anything from extra words, extra letters. We do learn things from extra letters. All the things that you can learn from extra letters. Torah is mailech, so much mailech. What's the point? Yofes, Sichas Avdi Oves, and Tzvosh Shemoni. Sichas Avdi Oves, how are Tamachochem? Many times you see a Tamachochem, there's things that I don't understand. So, I'm not going into it. But many, many times, I have to be, we all know it, we all see it. Many, many times, you see Tamachochem, look deeper. I didn't understand what he's coming. When we find our Chacham that we could be in his back to him, and we go after him and we watch his ways, that's called Godel Shemush Yesim Limud. That's his passion. Godel Shemush Yesim Limud. Limud he cried with the Bob, he cried with the Him. Shemush he can't learn with the Bob, he can't learn with the Him. Shemush is just reading the story, hearing the story, working out the story, living the story. Going into every single time. Seeing why he did this, why he did that, how is he allowed to? Just like he doesn't say, this is not the way to do things. After the whole story is over, he went to Avram and said, Yom HaEved Avram Kol Yom HaShem Oso. Is this a question? No. B'Yitzchak HaEved L'Yitzchak is called Yom HaShem Oso. Right? He felt that whatever he did. So it's Rashi. Yisaper Ebed Gidl La Yishim Shinatz Le Shikov Tzilei Oris Shinatz Le Shinatz Le Rivka Betfilosa. The Ebed says the Pasuk, the Ebed told Yisrael to all whatever he did. And what he says, because he told all the Nisim. Where did Rashi take this from? If it was all over, I thought that Yisrael went out of there, he would never tell Yisrael whatever he did. He said, call it Dom Asher also. The Ebed told Yisrael all the things that Hashem did. Asher Osh, that's why I'm still in the Sash. It's not better to Yitzchak, it's called Asher Osh, Asher Shem Tid. So she said, what did Hashem do? Give me like Nizim, she not to lo, she cops 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 to lo, This is wow. Then more than this. This is the obvious. Let's be sure all learn from the Islamic, the Jewish, and the Tamil.